Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Krista, and we're your hosts, guides, and friends on this path. Almost 30 is not about your age. It's about the feeling. All of us are almost something, seeking community and resources to support the rumblings of transformation within us.
Our conversations are deep dives, shepherded by our insatiable curiosity and desire for connection, enduring inspiration, and a sense of levity that we can all benefit from.
We're looking to find the magic in the human experience.
Buckle up, baby. Your evolution is waiting. Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. I'm so glad you're here. It's Lindsay. I am one half of the duo that founded this podcast, this brand, this community, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm so proud of what we have built and what we continue to pour into. And thank you for being along for the ride. I know a lot of you have been here since the absolute beginning when we were on our closet floor and day. So thankful you stuck it out. It's been such a ride and continues to be. And it's just wild to me, my own journey and witnessing my own journey, listening to my own journey through this podcast. If you listen to early episodes, oh Lord, I was talking about my dating experience in LA and definitely sharing way too much and outing some of my terrible dates. And now I am married. I live in Brooklyn and I just gave birth 5 months ago to my son. So life is fun. Life is wild. Life can change at the drop of a hat. And I am a testament to that. So before we get into today's solo episode, if you are new to Almost 30, please visit almost30.com. There's so much there for you to explore and learn and be more deeply connected to us and our community, especially through our membership. Our membership is a really special place that you can come as you are, wherever you are on your path, and feel more supported, less alone, more resourced. We take it very seriously, this membership, because we know it is not something that people just join lightly. It is a decision. It is something that you invest in. And so it is chock full of incredible workshops. We have empowerment sessions with Krista and I every single month. We have different tiers to the membership. If you want to connect more deeply with us in a coaching sense every single month, you can join our Clear Quartz tier, which is really special. So to learn more, go to almost30.com/membership and just make sure you follow us on socials, TikTok, Instagram. We are on there. We are popping and rocking. I think, you know, TikTok is one of those things where I'm like, I think we're popping, but we're also not 19. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's get into this episode. I was so called to sit down and talk to you about my journey with my body during this season of my life. I have always been someone, not always, let's just say in the last, I'd say 7 years, I felt deeply connected to my body. I felt proud of my body. I felt like I wanted to show my body off. I had no qualms about my body, really. I definitely went through seasons when I was in my early 20s and mid 20s, teens, where I had insecurities, where I had, you know, behavior that would try to control or contort my body to look the way I wanted or how I thought it should look. But then I got to a really healthy place, I think in my late 20s, early 30s, where I just started to understand how nourishing my body played a role, how my thoughts and emotions played a role in my body aesthetic, but also how it felt, how movement was so important to me, how I talked to my body, how I adorned my body. So to enter this season where I was pregnant and now having given birth of a baby, I don't know if I was truly prepared for this change. It's real. So I want to talk about that. I also want to share with you just ways in which I've been able to just shift my perspective of my body and how I am just thankful and looking forward to the rest of this life with this body and also the impending changes that will inevitably happen as I change. This, yes, is applicable to anyone who is pregnant, going to be pregnant, giving birth, etc. However, I do think this is absolutely applicable to anyone who is experiencing changes in their body. Whether you have fallen ill and your body has changed, maybe you have had a glow up, maybe you've had a really hard season and you've neglected your body, maybe you've had an injury and there's a part of what your body would normally be able to do that you cannot do anymore, this is for you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. It's been years since I have had a lick of Botox. I've been pregnant, I'm breastfeeding, and I'm just at the point where I want to find different alternative ways to make my skin look just as youthful and beautiful as possible. And I found a product that I am taking morning and night. It is a teeny tiny little pill the size of maybe a penny. And I'm really excited to talk to you about it. It's called BioSil. And I have seen an incredible transformation in my skin. It's really amazing. My skin elasticity is absolutely improved. And it's decreased the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. So first of all, I just want to talk about collagen. Because supplement is helping your body produce collagen, more collagen. So collagen is important for your skin because it gives natural support and firmness to your face. And I don't know if you know this, you start to lose 1% of your collagen every year after the age of 21. So it's happening. What can we do about it? BioSil is a premium product that helps you generate your own collagen and helps you protect the collagen that you already have. This is backed by science, over 25 years and $25 million in research, and it provides real results. It's clinically proven to work for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It increases skin elasticity by 89% and decreases the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles by 30%. Pretty unbelievable. So again, this is a liquid capsule. They're smaller than a penny. I take in the morning and in the evening before bed. It's vegan. BioSil doesn't contain any collagen from animals. It's GMO-free. And it's safe for pregnant moms to be or when breastfeeding, which I'm checking on. You know what I mean? You can buy online or BioSil's website, which is biosil.beauty, BioSil.beauty, or your local retailer. I've just seen an incredible difference, so I highly recommend. Get 30% off your first product order on BioSil's website with code ALMOST30. Again, that's code Almost 30 for 30% off, major discount for your first product order or subscription exclusively on biosil.beauty. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. This episode is sponsored by Natural Cycles. Okay, I was just talking to a friend the other day and we were going off. Like the research and innovation around women's health has been seriously lacking. We were just like going in on it. And we were talking about birth control in particular. I mean, both of us were on birth control for 10 plus years, which is wild. But I have found an alternative and I'm really excited to talk with you about it. It's called Natural Cycles, and they have been setting the precedent for non-hormonal and non-invasive birth control without sacrificing effectiveness for 10 years now. So Natural Cycles was the first to introduce a birth control app. They are the first to receive FDA clearance as a birth control app, which is pretty major, and the first birth control app to integrate with a wearable device. How does it work? Every single morning, I have the thermometer on my bedside and I take my temperature. It takes a few seconds, nothing crazy, and then I input the temperature into my app. And basically, the app's algorithm uses hormone-driven changes in body temperature to let users know when they're fertile or not fertile. So you might be someone who is wanting to get pregnant. You might be someone who is wanting to prevent pregnancy. You might be someone who is just wanting to get to know your cycle better. Wherever you are in your fertility journey or not, Natural Cycles is an incredible, incredible non-hormonal and non-invasive birth control that is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. So perfect use means abstaining from unprotected sex on red days. And to put this into perspective, it's more effective than condoms alone, about the same effectiveness as the birth control pill, and less effective than a long-lasting method such as an IUD. And it's also effective from day one. And it's important to note that no form of birth control is 100% effective, just FYI. So I am just so thankful for someone who was on birth control forever that we are at a point where we can track our cycles in a natural way. So try Natural Cycles, honey. Use code ALMOST30 at naturalcycles.com to get 15% off an annual subscription and a free thermometer. Again, that's code ALMOST30 at naturalcycles.com to get 15% off an annual subscription and a free thermometer. Natural Cycles is for 18 plus and does not protect against STIs. Okay, so just a high level overview of like my body journey thus far. As I said, I've always been pretty embodied. I've been in my body more than I've been out of my body. I'm thankful for that. I know that is not the case for everyone, and I'm just really thankful. I've been a dancer. I have been an athlete. I love being in my body out in nature. It's just something that I've been attuned to since I was very little. So anytime I find myself out of body, where I'm really in my head, where I am in a state of panic or fear or anxiety, it is really disorienting. And I think Krista can attest, she's definitely been with me when I've been in that state. And it's like very disorienting for anyone around me too, because it's not the place that I normally live. So it can very much change the vibe where I am. But overall, I've had that connection with my body. I've always been like someone who loves to wear clothes that show off my body. It's just been a fun way of expression for me. And yeah, I think it's also just a way that I am able to witness my own progress with my body and be proud. So yes, it's for maybe other people when I was dating. I don't really know, but it was definitely for me. And lastly, just on that body piece where I found a lot of confidence was when I was teaching SoulCycle. I was using my body every day, working out, leading classes, being super physical. And while it was incredibly draining and taxing on my body, it also just showed me how resilient and how capable my body is and how my body is communicative, how my body, without using any words, sends messages. You know, I would lead a room of people without saying many words. And they would follow. They would really click in with me through my communication with my body. And so when I got pregnant, let's skip ahead because this is the big change. When I got pregnant, there were so many things happening in my body and to my body at that time that I felt really disoriented. I felt out of control. I felt scared of the unknown. I felt uncomfortable with these sensations that I've never, ever felt before. And so it was just, yeah, it was a time where I felt, especially that first trimester where you are nauseous, your body's changing a bit. You can no longer hide that little bump at the end of the first trimester for most people. I'm holding on to a little bit more weight, rightfully so, because you are growing a human being and need that. And I was just confronted with so many thoughts, so many fears, so many anxieties around these changes. And I remember being in therapy with my therapist of now, I've been with her for what, like 4 years, which is so crazy. And, you know, I said to her, and I was like, just getting to the root of what was true for me in that moment. And that is, I was scared that my body would change forever. I was scared that my body would never go back to what it was. I was scared what that meant for my relationship with Sean. Would he still love and adore my body? So many fears. What would that mean for my career? Would people look at me differently? And I just had to get honest. I know it might sound silly for me to say this out loud. I understand that. But it was real for me, and I had to just excavate these thoughts and fears and lay them out on the table because they were kind of running the show without me knowing. And so this is something that you can do if you're in a state of fear, anxiety around your body. Can we get to the absolute core of what you are afraid of? What are you afraid of? What is the truth? Why are you afraid or turned off by your body changing? And you might say, well, I'm afraid that, you know, my partner won't see me, it won't be as attracted to me. Okay. What about that is scary to you? Well, what if they seek attention elsewhere or are attracted to other people? What if they leave me? Get down and peel and peel and peel and get to the really, really dense truths that are holding you hostage, really. And so I did that. I did that with my therapist, and those truths that I shared came up. And she let me talk, you know, and she was listening and witnessing. And she's like, you know, Lindsay, what if your body will never be the same? And I was like, what do you mean? Are you saying that it's not going to be the same? You're saying I can't get my body back? And she said, because your body will never be the same. Like, you are creating a human being within your womb right now. Your body is doing this without you having to think about doing it. It is a miraculous event taking place in your body. And then you are going to give birth to this human being, which is going to be, and I told her, I was like, I have a feeling this is going to be like the most spiritual moment of my life, which it was. And I will, yes, share about my birth story soon enough. But it just hit me. It just hit me. And for any of you out there that are experiencing a big change with your body, what if it will never be the same? What about that is profound? What about that feels like it is a part of your life path? And I understand that there are circumstances that rock us, that completely shift and change what we thought our life would be, especially related to our body. But what if, just try it on for a second, what if it was a part of your path? What if it was a key part of who you are becoming? And it I don't know why, but it hit me. I remember that moment like I was being struck by lightning. I was like, oh, I don't actually want to go back to who I was. Because essentially that's what I was saying. Essentially, I was saying how and when and whatever will I bounce back to being who I was before baby? And I just realized, yeah, I don't really want to. And really, this pregnancy into birth, into postpartum, into being just so in the thick of motherhood has been it's like I've been in the fire, but like a transformative fire. It's not like an ow, this is burning fire, although sometimes it's very challenging, very challenging. It's been like this just true rebirth. I needed it. So are you at a moment, at a point in your life where you've experienced this big change with your body and the truth is that you needed it? And it's not just about the physical. In fact, the physical is a slice of this. How have you changed as an emotional being? How has your mental landscape changed, mental patterns changed, or how are you guided, being guided to change? What about the spiritual experience of this change? How has that revealed more of your spirit because the physical is not as leaned on to present to the world? How has your spirit been revealed more to you? So these are the thoughts and questions that I was ruminating on, and it really got me into a healthier headspace around the changes in my body. So going into the second and third trimesters, though, yes, my body changed, honey. It changed a lot. However, I was so happy, glad, proud of what my mind said about it, because I had had that conversation with my therapist early on. I would look in the mirror and there would be these fleeting thoughts, very fleeting, of, ooh, my thighs are touching. Or, oh my God, like my belly button just popped out. Will it ever go back in? Or, ooh, my arms. Yeah. No tone or definition left. Okay. Like fleeting thoughts. And very quickly, my conscious self, my higher self would come in and be like, look at that body. Wow. Incredible. Almost just like someone who walked in the room and like validated what was true. Oh, right. Yep. And so I would take that thought and I would say, bring it into the shower. And I would scrub and love on my body in the way that the thought reflected. And so this would be really like a cannonball? Sure. Effect. A cannon effect? Yeah. And so I wouldn't get tripped up in the loops that would take me down, that would make me sad, make me depressed, make me anxious about my body. So that was incredibly helpful. And it all started with a conversation with my therapist. So perhaps you have a conversation with your therapist. Perhaps you have a conversation with someone you trust. Because oftentimes talking it out, bringing it out of your head and onto like the table in front of you, the metaphorical table in front of you, helps you to see like what is really conflated, helps you to see like what is an old story, maybe helps you to see what is really just a trigger from the past. And it helps you to plant yourself in the present and get very truthful, and also get truthful about how you desire to feel. Because I can imagine nobody really desires to feel shitty about their body. So how do you want to feel about your body? What thoughts are going to get you there? So we got to notice the thoughts that do not get us where we want to go. And just ask them to step aside, because we are on our path to feeling how we want to feel, being in a body that we love and appreciate and adore and take care of. That was really an important piece of my process, and it happened very early in pregnancy. Now, I also realized not only the changing nature of the body, which I just talked about, and how like beautiful and important and natural that is, because we are ever changing. Just on that, why do we expect our body to not change if we are always changing? How do we expect our body to be just stagnant, the same, if our emotional body is changing, our mental body, our spiritual body is changing? How do we not expect our physical body to reflect that? It must. It must. And it might not be something you notice with your eyes, per se. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But on a cellular level, your body is going to change. So if we can get really in tune with nuance of the changes, really in tune with how we feel in our body on a very deep level, then we can appreciate more how it is all connected, mental, emotional, spiritual, to the physical body. Okay, have you guys heard about this incredible new bioactive whole food on the market? I know. What the heck is it? I'm really excited to share about Armra. I have been on the Armra train for probably longer than most. I found it in the beginning. I actually met the founder at an event a couple years ago, and I picked her brain about this product because I was fascinated. I'm always on the lookout for ways to, whether it's strengthen my immunity, improve my fitness and metabolism, make my skin look better, and Armra is it. So Armra is colostrum. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. I produced colostrum when I had my child. That was the first thing that he ever ingested. It is just chock full of functional nutrients. Armra is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum, the overflow of bovine colostrum. So it is not taking away from the baby calf, but this is from the overflow. And it harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers and fuel cellular health for a host of research-backed benefits. It, like I said, strengthens immunity, ignites your metabolism, fortifies gut health, activates hair growth and skin radiance, and powers fitness, performance, and recovery. This has actually been, like, for decades, something that athletes take. I actually didn't know about this. It's kind of like on the low, but ooh, it is effective. Okay. I have noticed just improved skin glowing. It's insane. I recover more quickly after a hard workout. And also, y'all, I really don't get sick. I haven't been sick in quite a while. So I would attribute this to taking colostrum on a regular basis every day. In fact, I just mix it in water and it is delicious. I love the blood orange flavor. They also have vine watermelon and they have an unflavored as well. So we've worked out a special offer for our audience. You can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/almost30, tryarmra.com/almost30, or enter almost 30 to get 15% off your order. That's tryarmra.com/almost30, tryarmra.com/almost30. I don't know about you, but when my like skin on my body, not just my face, but my body skin is like glowing and supple, I just feel like a freaking $1 million. It gives me so much confidence. And so I wanted to give you a little insight into what I'm doing to just get my body skin looking glowy and gorgeous. Osea, you've heard us talk about them for years. They are a brand that we are so loyal to, love deeply. They're clinically proven seaweed infused skincare is just results driven. I've gotten results with every product that I've used from Osea. And I'm really excited for you to try. Oh my gosh, it's gone viral many times over. The Undaria Algae Body Oil. Oh my God. I get compliments all the time. Okay. It is super rich, but not greasy. And it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It smells unbelievable. Let me just say that. You'll feel like you're in a spa. It visibly firms your skin and makes skin feel more sculpted and toned. I just love the way it makes my legs and arms look. And it's just, it leaves your skin silky and soft and glowy. I love it so much. Sometimes if I'm feeling just extra, I will add the Undaria Algae Body Butter. This is indulgent, buttery, rich texture. If you have any crepey skin anywhere, like I have some crepey skin on my elbows. Oh, it's helped so much. Clinically proven to hydrate for 72 hours. It's awesome. So those are my two like top products right now, but they have a ton of incredible products that I want you to check out. The Undaria Collagen Body Lotion, also one of my faves. All right. So if you want to glow from the inside out, babes, with the clean vegan skin and body care from Osea, you can do so. OseaMalibu.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code A30POD. Write that down. A30POD at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order. They're so amazing about that. And free shipping on orders over $60. So head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code A30POD, A30POD for 10% off.
Then I realized the strength and resiliency of my body during this change. Mostly, I mean, throughout the pregnancy, but later in pregnancy into labor and birth, baby. And again, I will share my birth story soon. But your body, when you go through any major change, is the vessel through which you are experiencing it. And your body, which birth taught me, has an intelligence that just lives in a whole other realm. Your human mind cannot comprehend and will never comprehend how the body's intelligence works to ensure that you can create life, that you can heal, that you can move about the world. It's just an intelligence that is so complex and really like not of this world in some respects. And so if you can honor and witness your body from that vantage point, you will see the strength over the scars. You will see the resiliency over, you know, the changes in the number on the scale. It's really incredible. And so during birth and postpartum, labor, birth, postpartum, I was pushed to my absolute limit. And still, my body did what it knows how to do. And still, my body provided for me and my son. And still, my body gave me clear messages, especially in that postpartum period, about what I needed, nourishment-wise, rest-wise, movement-wise, all of it. And so we can push our bodies. We can go through intense transformation of our bodies, whether expected or unexpected. And still, our body's strength and resiliency comes through the strongest and reminds us, like, we got you. We've always got you. We've been having you since the day you were born. And we will be with you until the day you die. And it's just really a beautiful, I think, recommitment to your body that happens during this intense time. And, you know, it's like kind of like a renewing of the vows. I don't know if you've ever renewed your vows out there. I witnessed my parents renew their vows many, many years ago. And I just remember this restating of the commitment to one another and how powerful it was for me as a child to hear. And so I think about that with my body, where I'm like, I'm having to renew my vows with my body during these seasons of intense physical change. And it just reminds me of how deep our relationship is. It's not just on a surface level. It's not about just dressing my body or showing off my body. It's so much deeper than that. We're in constant communication and constant connection. And I can't let the aesthetic change distract me from the unwavering commitment that my body has to me. And so I have to recommit over and over. I want to also talk about this tendency that we have and that I have to fix our bodies. And I think this tendency to fix in general is one that us humans just default to more often than not. I remember when I was dating, I wanted to fix everyone that I went on a date with. I'd be like, yeah, he's really sweet, but what? The way he eats with a fork and knife, it's just, yeah, I could fix that because it's pissing me off. Or, you know, I don't love what he does for his career. I could probably fix that. I could probably inspire him to do something else. Like, I would literally try to fix anyone and everyone I dated rather than just being with who they are, getting to know them for who they are, and like letting that register with my system rather than I could fix this. But I do think I have like a fixer within me, it's a trait about me that I think I was born with, but also nurtured into as the eldest child of the family. But our tendency to fix bleeds into motherhood, parenthood. It bleeds into our relationship with our body. And especially in this time and in this world where like we can see everyone else's life online, especially their bodies, maybe their changes in their body, and we compare ourselves to that. And we think, well, I could, you know, I could get there and do that and look like that. I can fix what I have going on. And what I really think this tendency is calling us to, our tendency to fix what makes us uncomfortable, is really a calling to witness, to tend to understand ourselves, our bodies, others, our child more deeply. But that takes work. And there is a part of all of us that really doesn't want to do the work. And it's just easier to be comfortable and to just want to be like, oh, I just want to fix this, to make it how I want so that I'm comfortable. And growth doesn't happen that way at all. So if you want to stay the same, absolutely do that. If you want to grow, challenge yourself to witness, to tend to this part, to this person, to this body, and to understand it more deeply rather than change it, fix it. Because the body just, in this context, the body just wants to be witnessed and understood for where it's at, for why it's changing, for how it's healing. So how can you take your hands off the wheel a little bit? How can you step out of, I need to control this, and step into a sense of, this is what is. Now, let me understand. Let me embrace. Let me just observe this, witness this. You don't always have to be doing, fixing, progressing. It's like, oh, maybe the body is just saying to us, I'm here. And so I would like you to be here. And it's a challenge. It's such a challenge because I think we are like goal-oriented individuals. We are perfection-oriented individuals, I think at a high level generalization, but I get it. But this is where we can really catch ourselves and not default to that conditioning. Last few thoughts on when your body changes. I realized that my relationship with my body needed to be recalibrated in a big way. And so to go through the experience of pregnancy, labor, birth, and now getting to know my body postpartum, I realized that my relationship to my body prior to this, though I wouldn't say was unhealthy, it was a relationship that was very heavily focused on the aesthetic. Not in a way that I'm ashamed of, but more so right now in my life, I am being called to a deeper understanding and appreciation of who I am rather than how I am perceived and how I present to the world. And it's honestly been so liberating. So liberating. I think some people get really down about being in sweatpants all day and cozies in postpartum, and that could take a toll for sure. But it was actually a relief to me to be in like big sweatpants and big sweatshirts, be really cozy, and actually not have the focus be on my body, but rather on my healing, on my recovery. And the focus was my child and is my child. So while I'm absolutely using my body, it is not being focused on for what it looks like, but rather for what it can provide and the resiliency of it and the just intelligence of it. I'm in awe every day. I freaking make milk for my child. Like, what? What do you mean? I make milk for my child that he has been sustained on for the last 5 months? Like, only milk? What? It's crazy. So things like that, I'm just in awe of. And it's been such a welcome, like, break from being focused on the aesthetic. So ask yourself, like, what if your relationship with your body needed to be recalibrated? And is this doing that? you might not be on the other side of it yet. And you might be still in the thick of it and it's intense. But what if that is happening and it is necessary? And then the other question, which I kind of touched on earlier, but I just want to hit home, is what if your body is not meant to bounce back, but rather be a whole new, renewed vessel for you to navigate this life in? What if you're not meant to bounce back? What if after the 6-week appointment and you're given the go-ahead to work out, what if you choose movement that feels good to you rather than punishes your body and gets your body, whips your body back in shape really quickly? What if you eat the food that nourishes your body, get that nutrient-dense food rather than restricting at a certain point so that you quickly get your body back? What if that wasn't the point? What if that was not even a possibility, but rather what's happening, the change that you're experiencing is the purpose? What if? And those questions and my reflection thereafter really changed my whole mental chatter around my body changing. I want to end by just honoring everyone's experience because I'm really thankful that I had a quick birth, a birth that had very little trauma. I am thankful that I have the means to nourish my body in the way that I do, whether it's what I eat, how I move my body, how I rest. I'm thankful that I have all of that. And I know that everyone's circumstances are different. However, I know that you are on the path that you are on within the circumstances that you are within for a very specific reason. And you are in this body for a reason. And you're experiencing these changes for a reason. And I know it can be really annoying to hear that when you're in it. I get it. But what would future you say about this? What would she say? What would he say? What would future you say about this moment that you're in? Ask them. It's kind of like a higher self conversation. What message would they have for you from the future? This body conversation, I have a lot more thoughts. We'll continue for sure. If you're not already subscribed to my broadcast channel on Instagram, you can follow me at Lindsay Simsek. The broadcast channel is New Mom on the Block, which is also going to be something that I am growing and pouring more energy into. But I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear if this episode resonated. I would love to hear where you're at. I would love to hear what questions you have, what thoughts you're having, what you're moving through, what you're growing through, what you're going through. So please join the broadcast channel. Make sure to DM me. I am in my DMs and I would love to chat with you. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being a reflective, beautiful human being on earth right now. We need more people like you. If this episode just made you feel something, send it to a friend, send it to a family member. And I think that's it. Thank you all. I will see you on the next one.